Saving brake racks from scratch for Pirate Radio Energy, beginner Ableton Live drum and bass workflow. Alright, let's build something you'll actually reuse. In Jungle and drum and bass, the brake is basically your fingerprint. And that Pirate Radio vibe? It's not just distortion, it's fast transients, gritty midrange, a little band-limited broadcast tone, and edits that feel like they were cooked up on a slightly broken mixer at 3 a.m. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a stock-only brake processing rack with macros you can perform, and you'll save it correctly, so it's one drag and drop away in every project. First, quick prep, grab a brake loop and put it on an audio track. Amen, think, funky drummer, hot pants, anything works. Now warp it, double-click the clip, turn warp on, and set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16th as your starting point. If you want it cleaner, forward can be smoother. If you want it more choppy and edgy, try the transient setting. Then set your project tempo around 170 to 175 BPM. I'll aim at 174. And a quick reminder, if the break sounds too clean right now, that's normal. The personality comes from what we're about to do. Now build the rack. On the break audio track, drop an audio effect rack. Open the chain list and create four chains. Name them Clean, Crunch, Top, and Radio. Radio is optional, but it's kind of the whole theme, so we're doing it. Before we add devices, here's a coach tip that saves you from random processing. Decide your anchor. What is this break doing in your track? Is it carrying the groove, carrying the snare, or sitting behind other drums as texture? If it's the main drum, Clean stays strong and Crunch stays tucked. If it's texture, you can get way weirder with radio and distortion. Make that decision now, even if you change it later. Let's build the clean chain first. This is your foundation, your truth layer. At EQ 8, roll off rumble with a high pass around 30 to 40 Hz. Then if the break feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe -2 to -4 dB. Keep it gentle. You're not trying to fix the break, you're just making room. After EQ 8, add glue compressor. Set the attack around 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2 to 1. Then pull the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Don't overdo it. This chain should feel punchy and honest, not smashed. Now the crunch chain. This is your parallel aggression, your Pirate Station limiter fantasy but controlled. First, add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Start the drive around plus 6 dB. Then add drum bus. Set drive somewhere in the 10 to 25% zone. Crunch around 10 to 40%. Boom usually off for breaks, because we're not trying to invent sub bass out of an amen. If you do use boom, keep it super low. Then add a compressor or glue compressor. I'll use the standard compressor here. Set ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust threshold for around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This is what pins the distortion so it doesn't spray all over the groove. Now, important, pull the crunch chain volume down. Aim for something like 8 to 14 dB lower than clean. This is the most common beginner mistake. If the crunch chain is loud, it stops being parallel seasoning and becomes fizzy noise that steals your punch. Next, the top chain. This is hats, air, and sizzle, not the body. At EQ 8 and high pass, it's somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. That sounds extreme on paper, but remember, this chain is only for the bright stuff. After that, at overdrive, subtle, drive around 5 to 20%. Set the tone by ear in that 6 to 8 kHz area and keep dynamics fairly low, like 0 to 30%. You're looking for that crispy edge, not harshness. Then add utility. Set width around 120 to 160%, but be careful. Too wide can get facey, and clubs are basically giant mono check machines. Also make sure the low end isn't getting widened. If you have a bass mono option, set it around 120 Hz. If not, the fact that we high-passed this chain already is doing a lot of the protection. Bring the top chain in quietly. If you mute it and unmute it, you should miss it when it's gone, but you shouldn't notice it as a separate layer. Now the fun one, the radio chain. This is where the Pirate broadcast character lives. Add EQ 8 first, and band limit it. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz, low pass around 4 to 6 kHz. Then add a small presence bump around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz, about plus 2 dB. That's the announcer in the booth frequency zone. After EQ, add redux. Set bit reduction around 6 to 10. Downsample around 2 to 6. Go easy. There's a point where it stops sounding like radio and starts sounding like your audio interface is dying. Then add auto filter. Set it to bandpass. put the frequency around 1.2 to 2.2 kHz, resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. If you want movement, add a tiny bit of LFO amount. Subtle. Like, is it moving? Subtle. And keep this radio chain low. Think of it like spice you automate in, not the whole meal. Cool. Now we map macros so this rack becomes playable. Open macro controls. We're going to map 8 key moves. Macro 1. Drive. Map it to saturator drive on the crunch chain. Set the range from 0 to about plus 12 dB. Macro 2. Crunch. Map it to drum bus crunch on the crunch chain. Macro 3. Smash. Map it to your crunch compressor threshold. And set the range carefully, so the macro never totally kills the groove. This is one of those musical range moments. Set it while the break is playing, ideally with a bass line and kick in the project, not in solo. In solo, you'll always overshoot. Macro 4. Top air. Map it to the top chain volume. This is your open the hats control. Macro 5. Radio mix. Map it to the radio chain volume. Macro 6. HP. Map it to the clean chain EQ8 high pass frequency. Set the range from about 20 op to 140 Hz. In most DNB, you don't need break low end below that anyway. Macro 7. LP. If you don't have a low pass yet, add one. You can add an EQ8 at the end of the clean chain or even at the end of the rack. Map the low pass frequency here. This becomes your telephone choke move for transitions. Macro 8. Width. Map it to utility width on the top chain. And here's a workflow hygiene tip. Rename your macros with verbs so you perform them. Instead of drive, maybe push. Instead of radio mix, maybe radio in. HP can become tune HP. This matters when you're moving fast and you want to vibe, not engineer. Now gain staging. Quick rule, if turning on crunch makes it feel better mainly because it got louder, you're being tricked. Match perceived loudness between clean only and the full rack. And a really practical move, put a utility at the very end of the rack as a final trim. Don't map it. It's your output knob when you swap breaks later. Next, save the rack properly so you're not rebuilding this every session. Click the disk icon on the rack or drag the rack into the browser. Name it something you'll actually search later, like DNB Break Rack Pirate Radio Crunch. Save it in your user library under Presets, Audio Effects, Audio Effect Rack. Tag it with things like DNB, Break, Parallel, Lo-fi, Jungle. Then do yourself a favor and immediately save a couple variations, even if there are small changes. Pirate Heavy, Pirate Light, Pirate Radio Fills. The speed boost later is being able to search Pirate and see 3 or 4 good options, not 40 random experiments. Now let's get real control, slicing the break. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Use the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack where each transient is mapped to a pad. This is where DNB starts to feel like DNB, because you can program the micro-edits instead of being stuck with a loop. Here's the key placement tip. Put your saved break rack after the drum rack on that new MIDI track. That way, all the slices feel like one consistent kit. Same grit, same radio tone, same glue. Now make it move like pirate radio. Start with a simple 2-bar loop. Bar 1 is your bass pattern. Bar 2, change 1 to 3 hits. Maybe a little kick ghost, a snare flam, a hat stutter. Keep the main snare on 2 and 4. That's the backbone. Every 8 bars, do a fill. A classic, automate radio mix up just in the last half bar. At the same time, do a quick HP sweep up a bit, even up to around 200 Hz for tension, then snap it back right on the drop. The snap back is the impact. If you want a rewind moment, do an LP sweep down to around 1 to 2 kHz, add a tiny burst of radio, and then do a hard stop for an eighth note or a quarter note of silence, then slam back in. Don't overuse it. It's a headline move, and a nice pro arrangement trick. Instead of making things louder to increase energy, increase density. Duplicate your MIDI clip and add a few extra ghost notes in the second clip. Same volume, busier rhythm, more momentum. That's how a lot of great rollers feel like they're lifting without actually blasting the mix. Optional upgrade, the station search effect. On the radio chain auto filter, map the bandpass frequency to a macro called tune. Then for one quarter note to one bar, sweep it like you're scanning stations. Quick, characterful, and it screams pirate broadcast. One more advanced feeling but easy trick, resampling a broadcast print. Create a new audio track called print. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the break track. Record 8 to 16 bars while you ride two macros live, like radio mix and HP, or tune and smash. Then chop that printed audio and use it as fills and risers. This is how you get processing that feels performed instead of static. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. If the break is crackly in a bad way, it might be overwarped. Try a different preserve value, like 1/8 instead of 1/16, or reduce warp markers. If your crunch is loud, you'll lose punch. Keep it tucked. Always high pass the break. Low rumble fights the sub and makes your limiter work harder. Don't go too wide on the tops. It can collapse in mono and disappear in a club. And make sure you're saving the rack, not the whole track, unless you intentionally want a template. Now your 15-minute practice. Set tempo to 174. Warp 1 break. Build the 4 chains. Clean. Crunch. Top. Radio. Map 8 macros. Drive. Crunch. Smash. Top air. Radio mix. HP. LP. Width. Slice to MIDI and create a 2-bar loop, with snare on 2 and 4. Plus a handful of ghost notes. Then automate radio mix up in the last half bar and do a small HP sweep into the drop, snapping back. Export an 8-bar idea, and name it something like 174 Pirate Break Test 01. Recap, you built a parallel break rack with punch, crunch, air, and pirate radio tone. You made it playable with macros. You placed it correctly for both loop processing and sliced kit processing. And you saved it to your user library, so future you can start sessions with instant jungle energy. If you tell me which break you're using and whether you're going for rollers, jump up, techie, or more classic jungle, I can suggest macro ranges and default chain balances that land in that lane fast.